Which relationship are you sailing? Meet Winnie Who Now, inspired to be truly helpful relationships. In acceptance of our worthiness, we truly give and we truly receive. What are you experiencing now? I have been holding off on breaking the news to you, but in order to accept our worthiness, there is something we must come into the awareness of and look at. Feelings. Oh no, not feelings, screams the cubicle perception. Please don't make me feel. Who is the shyster who came up with feelings anyway? What good are they? What are they? Isn't there some way around having to notice what I'm feeling? I'm not going to start boo-hooing if that's what you're up to. Feelings are just not my cup of tea. The reality is, feelings happen. You have a cup of tea, whether you like it or not. You are having feelings, whether you are aware of them or not. Feelings are driving your decisions, your choices, and your behavior, whether you are aware of them or not. What are feelings? A feeling is defined as a perceived physical or mental sensation. Now, is that so bad? Yes, it's bad. What does that mean anyway? Needless to say, the cubicle self is very disturbed. That's a feeling, by the way, about feelings. I'm not disturbed by feelings, speaks up another cubicle perception. I love to feel my feelings and express my feelings and linger in my feelings and talk about my feelings and vent my feelings and analyze my feelings and let everyone know my feelings. My feelings are my life. I would die without my feelings. Feelings are everything. Now, these are two extreme cubicle perceptions of feelings. There is also the middle of the road cubicle perception. Feelings are fine in moderation. Keep feelings in check and don't rock the boat. What is it about feelings that we either don't want to feel them, we want nothing else but to feel them and make everyone else feel them too, or we want to wrap them in etiquette? 1. We fear being consumed by our feelings. 2. We fear losing control. 3. We fear feelings taking us to the point of no return. 4. We fear being punished for our feelings. 5. We fear facing guilt about our feelings. 6. We fear we cannot trust our feelings. 7. We fear our feelings might be right. 8. We fear that my feelings define who I am. 9. We fear feeling because we feel all alone. Notice the theme? Fear. How do we drop the fears around feelings? Change our perception of feelings. Feelings are simply energy taking on different shapes in response to a thought. Therefore, feelings have valuable information for us as they reflect our thoughts and our beliefs behind those thoughts. Always look at the thought behind a feeling. It will tell you what the cubicle self is up to, which is always separation, divisiveness, aloneness, disconnection, dispiritedness, or the thought will tell you what the inspired self is up to, like peace, joy, love, connection, and being inspired and inspiring. We labeled these various energetic shapes with words like anger, happiness, sadness, anxiety. We have perceptions based on thoughts, based on beliefs, about these labels, and then we freak out or feel good accordingly. What if I asked my inspired self to reinterpret my perceptions of anger? Might I approach my angry feelings differently? When I feel angry, What if I asked my inspired self to show me what I am thinking and give me a healed perception in place of my misperception? Now, feelings do not need to be feared. We can welcome the information they bring us. Being feelings are simply various energetic shapes. We can be sure that if acknowledged, they will pass quickly as energy is in a constant state of flux. When we suppress or repress feelings, they become energetically stronger because we are obstructing the flow. As we notice feelings, they flow naturally and balance out on their own. Our feelings do not own us. We do not own our feelings. Feelings are our friends. They are knocking at the door of our awareness saying, "Hey, something is up for learning here. Something is up for healing here." You might want to pause and take a closer look at me because I have some helpful information for you. That is all. Be aware of attempting to detach from feelings, as this is often misunderstood and shows up as pushing feelings away, repressing feelings, attempting to oppress another's feelings, or denial of feelings. There really is nothing to detach from, rather there is an underlying misperception to heal. We can observe our feelings as they are happening, noticing that they are simply happening without reacting. Feelings are inner guidance. The feeling-thought combo is guiding us. Ask, is this feeling-thought coming from fear or love? Here is another tricky arena. There are no blanket guidelines about feelings. You are not being asked to follow a feeling protocol. Example, anything but a feeling of peace means I am listening to fear. So I better just slam the door on fear's face and wait for peace to show up. This attitude will never bring real peace. It is like trying to get a good night's sleep on a lumpy mattress. Look at the feelings already. If you feel sad, there is a reason. If you feel angry, there is a reason. If you feel anxious, there is a reason. Until you are willing to look at the reason, you are not opening yourself up to true healing. Only temporary cubicle feel-good, which in fact doesn't really feel good at all, there is still some lump jabbing at your ribs. The cubicle self is smiling ear to ear when you are ignoring your feelings, because then you are denying yourself healing, peace. Peace that you could then share. How do we face feelings? Respond to your feelings. What does this mean? Pause. Acknowledge you are having feelings. Call upon and connect with inspiration. Feel the feelings. Notice the thoughts giving rise to the feelings. Notice any beliefs about yourself, others, and the world that are giving rise to the feelings. What information do these thoughts have for you? Trust inspiration by going with the flow. This process is simple, non-judgmental, non-analytical, does not have to take a lot of time, and it is not work. The cubicle self wants to make everything a job. Allow, not force, the feelings to be absorbed into inspiration's peace. This happens naturally. Also, practice this with joy, love, and peace. Acknowledge their presence. This is your connection to inspiration. The same goes for sensations. Pause. Acknowledge the presence of sensations. A knot in the belly, heart racing or palpitations, tight shoulders, pain, holding your breath, nervousness. Call upon and connect with inspiration. Feel the sensations. Notice thoughts and beliefs coming up and the information they are sending you. Trust inspiration by going with the flow. Allow, not force, sensations to be absorbed into the peace of inspiration.